Greetings, Word Horde.
We're here with an exciting option for you, a version of our podcast without any ads.
That's right. No advertising interruptions, just the content you love, ready to go in your favorite podcast apps like Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
It's another way to support the show, ensuring that we keep bringing you the word stories and language explorations that you love. Try it at waywardradio.org/adfree.
And it's affordable. For just a small subscription fee, you can enjoy Away with Words uninterrupted, except by us.
Plus, it makes a great gift. Know somebody who loves language as much as you do? Give them the gift of words.
Easy to sign up, easy to enjoy. It's the same Away with Words, just streamlined for your listening pleasure. Go to waywardradio.org/adfree.
Support us, support the show, and enjoy an ad-free listening experience.
waywardradio.org/adfree. Thank you.
Welcome to another minicast from Away with Words. I'm Martha Barnett. Listen, can you guess what this is? Boop, boop, boop. Boop, boop, boop. Boop, boop, boop. No, it's not Morse code. It's not a baby chimp. It's the sound of the hoopoe. Funny-looking bird, the hoopoe. It has a pink head, zebra-striped wings, and what looks like a great party hat of pink feathers all tipped in black and white. The flight of the hoopoe is somewhat erratic. It looks more like a butterfly than a bird. And one other odd thing about hoopoes, their nests are extremely stinky. Hoopoes actually line their nests with their own droppings, all the better to keep predators away. Even the bird's name looks weird. It's spelled H-O-O-P-O-E. The hoopoe is found throughout much of Europe, Africa, and Asia. In many cultures, this bird is highly regarded. In folklore, the wise biblical King Solomon took advice from a hoopoe. In fact, just last year, Israelis voted the hoopoe their country's national bird. In other cultures, though, the hoopoe isn't so well regarded. In Greek myth, this otherworldly bird was a symbol of death. And in France, the hoopoe has long been considered stupid. Maybe that's because of its colorful, clownish appearance, although I'm sure the nest thing didn't help. So why am I telling you all this? Well, in ancient Rome, this bird that went whoop, whoop, whoop was called the oopapa. Logical enough. In Middle French, this name evolved into something that sounded more like oop. It's likely that this word for the bird then led to the modern French word dupe, a shortening of tête dupe, or hoopoe head. In French, a dupe is a fool or simpleton. And as you might have guessed, it's from this French word dupe that we get the English word dupe, that is, someone who's been played for a fool. We hear this word more and more, of course, as the sordid details of Wall Street scandals emerge. And each time I come across that word dupe, I can't help but hear the distant call of the hoopoe. We'd love to hear your thoughts about birds, words, or anything else as it relates to language. Send them to us here at Away with Words. The address is words@waywardradio.org. For Away with Words, I'm Martha Barnett. Support for Away with Words comes from WordSmart, the vocabulary building software. Improving your vocabulary, reading comprehension, and critical thinking skills will increase your chances for success. Learn more online at wordsmart.tv. Thanks for listening today. And before we go, I want to talk with you for just a moment. Away with Words is a labor of love. We love hearing from you, we love getting your insights, and we love sharing some of the things that we know too. But we need your support. So think about the kind of podcast that really means something to you, the kind you'd miss if they weren't around. If Away with Words is one of those, please drop by our website at waywardradio.org/donate and make a contribution in any amount. That way, we can keep on bringing you more new episodes, more laughs, more aha moments, more intelligent conversation about the things you care about. Go to waywardradio.org/donate and thanks.